You know, the children are very present. They're just doing what they're doing, you know. I don't know if it's still the case. I mean, do parents say to their children, behave yourself? I say, you're not allowed to say behave yourself anymore. When I was growing up, people used to say to me, behave yourself. And I said, what the hell do you think I'm doing? I'm 3 years old. I'm behaving just like a three-year-old. So they do this thing, and they are not attached to what it is, but it is totally what it is, and then it's gone, and no need to hold on to it. Then what happens? Let's say the child is doing the painting. Okay, and then what might an adult walking by say or do when the adult looks on this scene?
What is that?
Okay, it asks for a reduction to a representation, right? And you say, that's a cloud or that's a boat. And then the adult might say, yeah, how beautiful. Looks just like a boat or a cloud. Or the adult might say, slightly more unconsciously,
I've never seen a cloud that looks like that.
Or, that doesn't look like a boat. I mean, that looks more like a crow. Yeah, and look at that. So what happens to the soul, that impulse? And often it's parents, but it's not only parents, it's often teachers. That's not the way to paint a face. Have you ever heard that one? Have you ever heard that? And it was very interesting. We had a party at this retreat spontaneously. It started out as some nice guitar music and wound up with drumming and wild dancing. But at a certain point, somebody who had been a nun for 15 years came up to the microphone. We didn't know she had been a nun, but she came up to the microphone with a t-shirt on with a huge heart, and in the heart it said, sing it. And it turns out that she teaches singing. And it's amazing, when she started talking about singing and started asking the retreatants what their relationship was to singing, most of the people had these stories of being told not to sing because you can't sing. How many people here were told, please don't sing, just mouth the words because you can't sing. Let someone else do the singing. You know, a huge way in which we've been taught that somehow we're not good enough. That, you know, there's a better way to do it in terms of painting. Your way is not the right way. That's the message, basically, you know, if it comes to that. And it's done unwittingly. I mean, even, you know, sometimes, even if you have knowledge, you should let the student come and twist both your arms off before you open your mouth. Okay? Do you really want to know this? And like, meditation's a great example. If someone comes to you and teach me how to bend it, meditate, don't do it. Okay? Wait until they just won't leave you alone. Otherwise, it gets dangerous because you can get into kind of trying to impose your idea. Oh, your life would just be much better off if you were meditating. When the impulse comes up, a good suggestion would be to just meditate some more yourself. We sometimes have not been honored in our childhood of what we call in our book our sovereignty. What you could call your true nature is in some way or other not honored, not even seen. And so in the process of socialization, like there are certain parts of us that we shut down, like perhaps our voice or perhaps our feelings, because emotions are also not allowed sometimes. Only certain feelings are allowed, so the others you just shut off. And if you do that for 20 or 30 years, you turn numb. And then it becomes very, very hard to listen again. So those kinds of things are re-emerging in our culture. And I think because there's a huge yearning for it, there's a huge emptiness in a sense that we're not ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to be who we actually are. And again, in the Zen tradition, I mean, that's what it is. It's like, who are you? Who are you? And then whatever comes up, that can't possibly be it. If it comes up in the mind as a thought, it's like underneath thinking, who are you? And it's not to come up with an answer. It's to live inside the question as if it had some vitality and some urgency. What is this?